I ask you to think about this scenario, a particular scenario, for a second. You're driving down a highway, not really paying much attention, when you notice flashing lights up ahead, so you approach cautiously, cautiously slowing down, and you notice that there's a policeman, a law enforcement officer, standing alongside the vehicle writing a ticket. Now, what usually goes through your mind? Seriously, what goes through your mind? Many of us probably think something along the lines of, boy, that was really close. That could have been me, as we slow down for the next few miles in case there's another police officer up the road. That's a pretty common feeling in this situation, I would guess. But my gut tells me that many of us would also think of something much different at the exact same time. Maybe like, that's what they get for breaking the law. Or whatever the ticket is for, they probably deserved it. Or maybe even something as simple as serves them right. And even though not all of us will think those things every time we see a car pulled over, each of us has probably felt that way at one time or another. And sadly, the probability of us feeling that way may depend on such things as the sex of the driver, or the race, or the age, maybe even the type of car. That's just some of our bias coming out, even without us being aware. Put simply, we want others to get exactly what we think they deserve, unless we're the one getting pulled over. Now, how many of us, honestly, as we see the police officer approaching in the side mirror, think, I really hope he gives me a ticket? Now, it's true. Most of us will choose not to argue with the police officer, choosing to simply accept our fate, and some of us may even tell a few lies or stretch the truth a little. How many of us have those courtesy cards, you know? I got one. And to try to avoid the consequences. But virtually none of us will actually want to get a ticket in that situation. And I guess when it comes to ourselves, no surprise here, we really don't want to get what we deserve. It's funny how that happens. We do this all the time. We have two different standards, one for us and one for the others. When someone lies to us, we get angry. When we lie to someone, we want them to understand why we did it. When we find out someone else stole something, they're a thief. When we take something that isn't ours or cheat someone in some way, it's because we are under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. When a husband or wife of a friend of ours seriously betrays our friend in some way, we want our friend to consider leaving him or her. Yet, when we fail to live up to our marital commitments, we want a chance to make it up. Funny how that happens too, huh? Today's gospel story seems to be all about fairness. And when we read this story or we hear it proclaimed, many of us come to the same couple conclusions. First of all, many of us can totally sympathize with the workers who are unhappy that those who worked less got paid the same as they did. How could that possibly be fair? And secondly, many of us quickly think to ourselves, if I was the boss, if I was in charge, I would never do it that way. That makes absolutely no sense at all. If I ran a company like that, I'd go broke in about a month. So what was this landowner thinking? These people who only worked part of the day didn't deserve what they got. Who do you think these people are? The way I look at this story says a lot about me, because I either imagine myself as a landowner and know that I would make a different decision if I were in his place, Or I see myself as one of the workers who worked tirelessly for a whole day, only to find out that people who did almost nothing are going to get paid the same as me. And there's only one small problem with this line of thinking, and it's probably pretty obvious to you by now, because you see, I'm not the landowner. I'm not the worker who has put in a full day. I'm the one who only worked a short time, the one who didn't give the landowner a full day of work, the one who doesn't deserve a full day's wage. In other words, I'm not the guy driving past the cars pulled over on the side of the road. That's not it at all. I'm actually the guy in the car stopped along the side of the road. The guy sitting behind a wheel who has done something wrong. The guy praying that the police officer will be lenient, that he'll just give me a warning. And because of that reality, because we are people who mess up, do the wrong thing, make bad choices, act selfishly or foolishly or lazily or stupidly or even maliciously at times, we should be so grateful. Thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve. God gives us a second chance, then a third chance, and as many chances as it takes. Imagine that. We give God a partial day's work, and he gives us a full day's pay. What a God we have. And as we recognize God's great mercy in our own lives, let's be sure to be the same merciful person towards others. May none of us ever have to get what we truly deserve. And there's only one person that we can thank for that.